Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. And our guests will not be appearing tonight due to, you might think they had a death in the family or some serious illness or something of that nature. So we're going to go ahead and do call-ins. And before we do that, I wanted to talk a little bit about what's happening on the planet right now. There was a major shift of energy that came in around the 23rd, and it's been ongoing, bringing everything up to the surface. And there's a lot of people that are having some real challenges, you might say, coming from some of the darker forces or darker levels. They do exist up there. You know, there are unseen negative influences. And in your dream states, and a lot of people are not sleeping at night and having some real horrendous nightmares and just feeling some really crazy emotions and feelings, sometimes even suicidal. So there's a huge lifting going on, a major cleansing, and these lower frequencies are getting very rattled. They're feeling very threatened, very insecure. They know that their time is up, and they're kind of getting squeezed in the middle. So there's a huge awakening here on Earth, a major awakening healing process going on. The higher levels are pressing in very hard, and so those in between are having to heal, to move to the next level or actually go somewhere else, which is a good thing. So basically you're going to see the Earth also responding to these energies as well. So we've got some major things going on here. I sent out just recently on our newsletter. If you're not on our newsletter, sign up for it at eseti.org. It's www.eseti.org. Sign up for the newsletter if you want to know what's going on. But I just sent a picture from NASA with the sun and a very large object. And I know it's on the BBS side as well. Sitting there, you know, cruising by the sun, a very big object. And the sun actually throwing out coronal mass ejections towards this object. And, you know, who knows what that is. I haven't had a chance to look into it myself, but whatever that object is, it's much, much bigger than the Earth. And it just went swinging by the sun. That could possibly be good old Planet X, Nibiru, doing its swing around the sun, coming back the other way. Who knows? You know, so we've got to look into that and see what it is. There's a lot of other things going on. I know we have this economic crisis and saber rattling happening. I haven't seen the news lately, so I don't know what's going on with Korea, but I saw the big fear message that we should be very afraid that war is imminent. And so, again, give all your power over to TSA. So basically the bottom line is, TSA is hiring. You know, if you're a pedophile, if you're a pervert and into pornography or you just want to rough up some people, you know, they are hiring. So go ahead and check them out. I wish they would screen their employees as well as they screen their passengers, because there's some pretty crazy stuff. I guess, God, I don't know how any other way to say it, but I mean, they just pulled some guy out of one of the screening things for masturbating after a whole group of young girls went walking through their little device there. So it just goes on and on. You know, children are getting roughed up, fondled, people. Just crazy stuff is happening. And I think they're just pushing it to the limit to see how far we'll go. I mean, how much we'll put up with. It's like a little game going on. So it looks like there is a huge movement. People are fed up and really done with this. But, you know, we have to look at the origin of all of this. And basically the origin of all of this terror program stems from 911. And when you get to the facts behind 911, you'll see that those twin towers did not come down by two planes hitting them. That's just base common sense. I know a lot of people be upset with that, but that's the bottom line. It wasn't anything of what we thought it was. It was definitely an inside job. And, you know, we've got this underwear bomber guy who seemed to be captured and then released again by some guy in a suit came in and released him and put him back on the plane. So that was another staged event, looks like. And now we've got all these crazy backscatter X-ray machines nuking everybody going through the airport. And some people are making millions of dollars on this program. So So basically, you're going to keep seeing, you know, terror, cash in, terror, cash in. That's the program that we're seeing, you know, terror, cash in. You should be very afraid. We'll protect you. Don't worry. We've got it in order. Terror, cash in. Here's another, a big threat to our civilization. But don't worry. You know, you just keep sending us those checks and keep paying your taxes and everything. And we'll just continue doing our thing. But anyway, that's the program. If people haven't figured out by now, you're just not paying attention at all. It's mainstream news now. You know, there's a lot of people blowing the whistle and all this stuff. Wikipedia, all these things, you know, our WikiLeaks, you know, all these things are coming out. So it's just start paying attention to what's happening, read between the lines, and you'll figure it out. One of the other things is, this energy shift is just amazing because when we sent out the dates of when this shift was going to start, it's a 6-day event. It ends on the 29th. All of a sudden, all these other people around the planet started sending the same information out, different sources, you might say yogis and people that are in meditation movements and things of that nature all started sending out this same date. And I thought that was quite interesting because now this is being corroborated by different sources who are actually not in contact with each other on this level, you know, on a spiritual level, yes, but not on this level. So, you know, when you keep getting corroborating evidence like this, obviously there definitely is something going on and there is communication coming in from these higher levels. And it's time for each and every one of us to listen to this communication. A lot of people have been asking me, I'm getting flooded with emails, after the Veritas show. Mel Fabregas, we consider him a great friend. He's been here to the ranch. He's part of the family, and he's even told us so. And he did have Michael Horn, the Billy Meier franchise owner, on his show. And it was unbelievable. Billy Meier systematically tore apart almost every UFO group on the planet and tried to discredit them and then bring all the attention back over to his group, which is a common occurrence. But there's quite a few holes in their story. I know, like everybody else, they're trying to figure out what's going on with that Billy Meier story. In the beginning, I thought it was real. I mean, he had some great photos, and it may very well have been real. He may have had some really good contacts in the beginning and good information, but it went downhill from there. And in Billy's own words, he said that they lost contact in the 70s. And it's on his video if you want to watch it. So basically, in his own words and in the contact notes, he said there's over 7,000 people being contacted. And so their claim that he is the only true prophet of God and the only contactee on the planet is basically laughable. I mean, the overwhelming evidence proves that this is not the case. So, but they do need to systematically slander, character assassin, and destroy everybody else so they can keep that program going despite a mountain of evidence. But he continues to say there is no evidence. Nobody has any evidence whatsoever. This is beyond nonsense and it's almost not worth addressing, but so many people ask me to address it. So we have. What I have been seeing with his program is that all the mind control tactics are there. You know, they have a program where they, first of all, they try to befriend you. They act like you're your best buddy, you know, and then they agree with you and act like they're in agreement. And then they spin it and they go, well, but what about this? And then they insert their program, you know, and try to dismiss and discredit the facts and then twist them, you know, in their camp, you know, so they go in their direction, whichever one that is. So you'll see these programs, these dismiss, discredit programs going on. We're the one and only, we're the exclusive, and it's trying to control, you know, the consciousness and trying to control the conscious energy here on the planet. So basically, don't fall for that. You all have your own personal God within you. You can all make that connection. Anybody can kind of contact the off-world visitors. They're here now in great numbers. There's contacts, thousands and thousands of people that are being contacted telepathically and inspired. I would probably say more in the millions right now. There's a huge event unfolding, and despite their attempts to control this and box it and keep it, you know, in their little group, it's not going to happen. You know, it's just, it's so far beyond that. So I would just be aware of that program. I would not be signing up for that group or giving them a piece of your income or anything else, because, you know, there's some pretty condemning evidence that's coming out about what happened there. And it definitely went downhill and took a very wrong turn for the worst. But, you know, there's, if you want to, you can check on one of the Dean Martin singers is an exactly the same photograph of the one of Ascot. I mean, there's no denying it. When you look at these two photographs, you go, that's where he got it. You know, so basically there's a few other things in there that are very, telling. You know, that a lot of these beings that he so-called, was contacting towards the end there gave out a lot of misinformation. And they seem to be pulled out of ancient Egyptian texts or even the Bible, basically. So anyway, you know, it's, you know, we over and over and over, you know, we've just had one, total contradiction after another happening and, have ignored it for quite some time. But now we've brought it to the surface due to his constant, attacks and on SETI and, you know, making just ridiculous statements about there's no UFO activity here. And then he goes and says, no, there is activity. There's government activity. Then he goes back and says, there's no activity. Then he says, there's no evidence. And we provide him with the evidence. And then he said, there is. And then he goes back and says, there is no evidence. And it's like dealing with the insane, I hate to say. So anyway, we all know what Mark Twain said about that. You know, he said, never argue, you know, with an idiot, you know, they'll tear you down to their level and beat you because that's their program. You know, they know that program. So anyway, not to, talk negative about anything. You know, I'm pretty much washing my hands of it. I wrote down what I need to write down. I showed all the holes in his program and his behavior. And I'm sorry. I'm just not buying the program that he's the only true prophet of God and the only contactee on the planet. And I know that's good for business and it's good for getting members and getting them to sign away part of their income, but that's really not our program here. And I don't support that in any way whatsoever. There's quite a few other things I don't support that's going on there. And that's just viciously attacking and slandering everybody else in ufology and crop circle researchers and everybody else trying to keep you on top, you know, on the backs of others. That's not a very enlightened path. So, you know, if he is the only true prophet of God on this planet right now, we are screwed, you know. So anyway, that's all I have to say on that subject. You know, by their fruits you'll know them, by their behavior, you know, they establish their own character and their own wisdom, you might say. So that being said, let's just bury this and leave it where it is. Anyway, you know, I did, you know, believe in there still is a possibility that there was, contact there. It was real. But, in Billy's own words, he said he was losing his mind and the group couldn't handle the energies or maintain the energies. So they broke off contact. Now these are his own words, you know, so basically for him to keep saying there's contact is crazy, but, there's also a lot of reverse speech and EVPs out there on them, and it doesn't sound good. It sounds like, you know, the beginning might have been real, but everything after that was fictitious and made up. And the reverse speech actually blows the lid off this whole thing. So the EVPs too, with strange hissing words coming in the background, shows that there very could be some major reptilian intervention there, which is pretty much what we've been experiencing here. So, you know, going back to this huge shift right now, there's a big cleanup. This might be the microcosm of the macrocosm. These low-level contacts and low-level beings are doing all they can to knock down the frequencies and keep everybody down. They aren't going to be successful of this. And for those of you who are having these experiences, I just, you know, want to let you know about this so that you can understand what's going on and not think you're crazy and try to depersonalize these energies and what's happening. You know, you're definitely not alone. The other things going on, there's a lot of activity going on in the skies. We haven't been able to get out and see very much recently, but we've been feeling the presence and receiving a lot of telepathic messages from them. But we've been, you know, having some pretty major blizzards up here on the mountain. A little heads up for those in the Pacific Northwest, if you're driving the roads and they look nice and clear, they may not be, because there's a lot of black ice out there. So, pay attention to the roads, pay attention to, you know, what's going on, look at the temperatures, and, not a good idea to be, in your Parnelli Jones routine, you know, in this kind of weather. It's pretty treacherous roads out there. We're having a lot of bouncing, energy going on with our internet. So hopefully everything will stay up during the show, and whenever we have freezing weather and falling trees and bouncing limbs and snow, you never know what's going to happen. So anyway, I'm going to have some open lines. Before we go into open lines today, due to our guest not being able to make it tonight, we're going to go out to the conference room and see. We've got a few people here at the ranch and see who's online. Nate, are you with us?
Yeah, James, I'm with you.
Hey.
Hey.
You know, we just had this breathwork seminar here. My brother does holotropic breathwork and, a few other things. I mean, God, he does massage and deep tissue work and firewalks and everything else. It's pretty amazing. But if you wanted to talk a little bit about that experience, I'd love to hear, you know, what it meant to you and how it felt to you.
Cool. Well, it's really awesome to have Jay back here again, and I was really excited to get to do the holotropic breathwork today, especially since I tried to do it 2 years ago when I first came to the ranch for the summer conference, and the universe just kind of had other plans for me, though, and I ended up hanging out doing some stuff with Auntie Nahi, the Kahuna Shaman.
Oh, yeah.
Which was awesome. But yeah, it was really great to do it today. A lot of people were, you know, having really big openings and, letting go of a lot of stuff, and it was good. Carol is here, and I know that she probably wanted to discuss that and some other things. But really briefly, I kind of wanted to just discuss, what you were bringing up about the shift in energy that has happened over the past few days. And, people running into interference, whether that be from, like these reptilian beings those sort of frequencies or interference from, the astral level or whatever. And, I had an experience with that, a couple of nights ago that basically kept us up, almost all night. And, If people are going through these sort of experiences, it's definitely good to know that you're not alone in it. It's happening all over the place. And, I answer a lot of the phone calls at ESETI and, some of the email, and it's kind of a reoccurring theme that I talk to or I hear about people expressing, especially a lot recently. But so, real briefly, I just want to say that, I did, me and Jana, we were both feeling the presence of these beings and, feeling really kind of agitation, frustration, coming up in us and realizing, wait a minute, where is this coming from? This is definitely not mine. And, at one point I even could sense the presence of this being behind me and felt this cold, cold energy just envelop my entire body, and almost for like a split second, just this paralyzing, kind of sense of terror. And I realized what this is, so immediately started to do a clearing, and calling in my guides and all of the different benevolent entities that are, assisting us in our evolution. And just, my connection to Source that my connection to my own divine divinity that's within me, and immediately, you know, it was, you know, it felt amazing to feel the polarities of that cold energy enveloping me switch over into just a warm flood that came through my body and radiated out. And so, you know, basically, I know that you speak on this, you know, on tons of your radio shows, the importance of people learning some technique to do clearings. And, you know, certainly here at the ranch, we teach a really basic, you know, recipe for cooking your own clearing technique. And, you know, you can kind of customize it. But basically, from my perspective, I see that, you know, there's a number of ways that you could do this, that you could say it in a number of different ways, but it comes down to having the intention and you know, firmly knowing your connectedness to Source or the Tao or, you know, the holographic fractal isness that connects us, you know, whatever word people are comfortable with. And, you know, I mean, I've had a number of experiences where, you know, I've done the clearings and I've seen and felt, you know, that it clearly is having an impact and is, you know, is working. But it's always interesting to go through one of these initiatory type of experiences and come out the other end. And, you know, it can be a really positive thing. It's not fun when you're going through dealing with, you know, some of these beings that are bringing up, you know, negative emotions, or you know, it can be kind of a negative experience. But really, it can be an opportunity. It can be an opportunity for us to grow. And, you know, some of the stuff that is brought up from our interactions with these beings, you know, it's good for us to pause and reflect and look at it and say, oh, okay, you know, here is what's being triggered. You know, maybe that's good for me to look at that. Why I'm being triggered, and, you know, maybe this is something I can look at and I can heal and I can grow from this experience.
Yeah, these beings are good. I'll have to admit they know, they have these ways, and they know your fears. They know your they can work with you in your dream state. They can just run your energies down by creating all these crazy scenarios in your head. You know, they know how to trigger your deepest fears, your deepest angers, any of your wounds and traumas, and they know how to play people like a fiddle. And my hat's off to them. They're really good. And, you know, and some of the beings that they are working through here on the planet have also you know, given their power over to these beings, and they're pretty good as well. They know exactly how to manipulate people to, you know, create all kinds of scenarios. But, you know, it's amazing that, you know, we have a choice in each experience to focus on love and joy and bliss and focus on the basics and become the observer and just go, wait a second, mm-hmm. This is not mine, you know, this is not mine. Even if it is mine, it's not who I am. It's some program, some old wound or trauma, and I'm not going to go there and then invoke the higher beings, you know, the higher conscious and energy, and clear it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly, you know, and it's an occasion for it's an opportunity for us to rise to the occasion, you know, and so I just really wanted, I just briefly wanted to just share that. if anybody else is, you know, out there is listening, is going through this, you know, certainly to take heart that you're not alone in this, but you do have the power to, you know, to surf these changes and these sorts of experience with grace.
Hey, so before you go, I'd love to get your comment on Michael Horn's comment on Veritas and some of the other shows.
James, I don't know. I haven't listened to that Veritas episode yet, so I don't feel that I really should speak on it since I haven't heard it yet. But, you know, I have heard, you know, some stuff that's going on the internet regarding it. And, you know, we were kind of talking about it a little bit earlier. Some of those statements are just, I don't see how, you know, anybody could buy, you know, people
anybody
saying,
right,
oh, yeah, this is the only contact that's going on, or, you know, that he's the only true prophet of God or whatever. I mean, you know, anybody that is doing their homework realizes that there is contact going on all over the planet right now. So, yeah, that's all I'm going to say on that.
Well, I was just curious about the comment that there's no activity here whatsoever, and there's no ships, and that it's just military.
Yeah, I mean,
from your experience,
that seems silly too. And you know, whatever. I'm sure Mel, you know, Mel wants to, you know, be open to just discussing, you know, all sorts of different topics with all sorts of different people. But you know, he was here, and he's seen and experienced what's going on at the ranch. So you know, I'm sure he's not buying everything that's coming out of his mouth. You know.
Yeah. All righty. Hey, well, thanks for coming on the show.
I got Carol here, and she was in the class today, and she was really interested to get a chance to come on and talk for a minute. So let me pass the phone off to her, James.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, cool.
Hi, James. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Welcome to As You Wish Talk Radio.
I'm doing fine. It's Carol Michaela, and as you know, of course, I am excited to be up here. I took Jay's class, your brother's class, and it was a fantastic, life-changing experience. The breath work was I didn't really know what I was getting into, but I'm so glad that I took the class because it just moves you so far forward, and I just want to let your listeners know that if they ever get a chance to take that breathwork class that you have here, it's just amazing. And also the people that are up here that surround you are such beautiful people. They're such wonderful light workers, and I felt such a connection to them, and I just felt like I was back home. And, of course,
right.
It's so beautiful up here. But my question is,
go ahead.
Can you hear me still?
Yes.
Okay, good. My question is, I know, of course, that you had a near-death experience and that you went into what you called the cradle of God, and you had a choice to do whatever you wanted, and you sort of chose to come back here on the planet and help people because that's what you found joy. That's where you find your joy, is in helping people. But still, because I know I'm a light worker and I know I made that decision, but I sort of complain about it a lot. You know, why? Oh, this planet. Well, I wish I could go home, you know. But I just wonder what really was it? I mean, the motivation to go from pure bliss and the cradle of God's hands to back on this planet with all the negative energies, you know, was there anything else that you could tell us that made that decision for you? Or
basically, it was really interesting. What happened was, after experiencing the source, or whatever you want to call it, God, Creator, Spirit, when I experienced what it really is, you know, it's not this little old man with a beard. It's not male or female. It doesn't have an ego. You know, it doesn't have all these rules and regulations. You know, and in truth, it's lawless. It's beyond all of that. It's beyond all of our programs and conceptions. But in its most unlimited expression, which words don't do it justice, it's just the most unconditionally loving, joyous, blissful, secure feeling you can ever, you can't even imagine it. It's beyond that. It was so incredible. And while I was in that bliss, it was really strange because I felt that it's so bad on earth that people are given these images of these jealous, wrathful gods and being controlled and manipulated, you know, by those images and those fear and guilt and unworthiness programs that are keeping them from reconnecting with the source, which is within them. It's within all creation, everything. There's nothing that's not, you know, part of that omnipresent source. And, to teach people the Creator's omnipresent within all creation. It's not separate from, doesn't matter what culture you are, what religion, what belief you are, color your skin, it doesn't matter. We all came from the same source and we all return to the same source. So, just being in that light, and, you know, I felt sad in a way for what's happening on Earth, and that people just are not given the truth, and they're not given, you know, what's really going on. And right. And it was much deeper than that. It was just, you just wanted to serve and give back. And I was so humbled and grateful for the experience that I just wanted to come back and say, you know, God's getting a bad rap, you know, out there.
Yeah.
And and you know, it's you know, it kind of helped some of the wounded Christians or wounded Catholics and things of that nature to understand what's really going on. And I went through that process. I went to Catholic school when I was a kid. There were no other schools in the desert where I lived. And, you know, I had my ear yanked and across the drug across the courtyard and all kinds of nonsense and
oh, yeah.
had the wrath of God instilled into me and was, went through that whole program. And you know, it's just, I just wanted to come back and, you know, shed a little light into this whole program and also what happened in the past on where we did get that image of the jealous, wrathful God, which is the books that I wrote, covers how, you know, where that image came from and our real history, of Earth and that we're still carrying that program because, you know, you have the God of the Old Testament, which is this, jealous, wrathful, genocidal maniac that nobody can appease. And then you have the New Testament, you know, which Jesus brought the new covenant, and you have this all forgiving, all loving God, you know?
Yeah.
And,
never made sense.
And you go, no, it doesn't make sense unless you know the real history of Earth and what really happened. And there was a highly advanced tyrant here that was actually an ET that passed himself off as God. And he was the God of the Old Testament. And he just wreaked havoc on the planet and created the fear and the, you know, and there was extreme repercussions for even questioning or saying his name. And, you know, and then there's a prophecy about, it's a Jewish prophecy where they said there shall come a great one that'll bruise the head of the one who bruised the head of man. And that's what they're talking about when Jesus came in and his group and they kicked him out and then tried to bring the new image. So understanding this whole picture here and having all of my past lives revealed to me and also being guided from on high by the masters, you know, showing me the real events and what really happened.
Right.
You know, I really couldn't do anything else. I mean, that's
okay.
Yeah, I couldn't walk away from it, but, you know, the bottom line, there is a loving, joyous, powerful, manifesting God or Goddess in everyone. There's no one that doesn't have the capability of expanding that within themselves and become one with the one consciousness, you know, that encompasses all consciousness and all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. And that was Jesus's message, you know. He prayed, let them become one as we are one, and said, ye are gods, and the temple of God is within, and he tried to explain this to people, but they were still engrossed in those old patterns.
Right. Well, that makes sense, and I also say, as a person that, I, you know, again, a wanderer, a person that's here to help people, that it's nice to hear somebody's experience, somebody that remembers going to the other side, because our veil, you know, some of us don't get the veil lifted, so you know, when we hear
your
experience,
after that first experience, I was going back and forth and taking on journeys and experiencing all these different planes and dimensions out there, and it is so vast. I mean, there are so many mansions out there that Jesus talked about and the other masters. There are just so many levels of consciousness that, you know, it's just mind-blowing to experience all these different levels. And I'm sure I haven't experienced all the different levels. There's so many of them.
Right.
So the more that unfolded, the more wisdom I gained, the more I knew I didn't know. And so, you know, it's I don't know, it's just so incredible that when you connect it all together, when you connect the nature kingdom, all the nature spirits, the masters, the angelic kingdoms, the ultra dimensionals, when you see that it all exists and it all works together in harmony, and how humans on this level are so disharmonious and unaware of all the other levels and how they interplay with each other, it's it's pretty amazing. The trick is to be able to get that information here on this level and disseminate it in a way that, you know, you won't end up in a rubber jacket or, you know, or a straight jacket or a rubber room or something of that nature.
Right. Well, as a fellow light worker, I thank you for being here and helping us, you know, with our mission and helping all the other people that are here. And it's just been a pleasure to be up here. And, again, thank you so much to all of your people that are around you and your brother, and just love the energy up here. Thanks so much, James.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. The yeah, we've got a little bit of time here. We can open it up to calls. I'm doing this from another area here due to some of the power outages and the other things, so I don't have the radio numbers up in front of me, but hopefully they'll pop up here in a minute. And but you know, you can go to the BBS and call in, check out the numbers there. The we weren't going to have call-ins, but one of the best numbers you can do is the 1-888-815-9756 if you want to talk about, you know, some of your experiences with these shifts and these energies and what you've been, you know, going through. And it's very important too to know that you're not alone, that there's a lot of people going, you know, through these experiences. And, if you don't have anybody to talk to us, you know, we'll go ahead and, give you an ear and listen to what's going on and without judgment or condemnation. And it's too bad that there aren't a lot of people out there doing this, you know, because there are some just amazing things unfolding and experiences out there. And you know, we need to actually start listening to each other. One of the things I wanted to talk about, which is really interesting, is that these UFOs, again, if you're not on our newsletter, sign up for it, because I've been sending it out, all these ships appearing around the world. And there are some amazing ships out there that are starting to appear. And some of these ships, we saw them probably, I would say, 5 or 6 years ago. And now they're starting to, people are getting footage of them. And they're these giant pyramid ships. And they're huge. I mean, they're massive. And they look just like a pyramid, like a flying pyramid. And we saw three of them once fly over. And we saw them, it looked like they're tailing it looked like a pretty big commercial airliner. And these are right behind the commercial airliner, and there was three of them, and they were probably three times bigger than the commercial airliner. So those are some pretty big ships flying around out there. Now, could this be a hologram? Who knows? I don't know. It was pretty far off in the distance. It could have been anything, you know, but they went off their merry way off in a whole different direction. So from the airliner and continued to go. You know, a lot of these, we're seeing a lot of the other, you know, black ops ships flying around and being caught on film, especially with night vision. There's a lot of those. So, and you know, there's ships appearing everywhere. And so we have been sending those out on the list. It looks like we've got a caller. We've got Dale from Florida online too. Dale, are you with us?
Yes. Hey, James. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm enjoying this weather down here. I'm in shorts, but we're in the mid-60s right now. I'm enjoying the nightlife. You wanted people to call in and share with you.
Sure.
And I am definitely one of those odd characters that has a lot to share, but I'm just going to touch on a few things. A year ago, I woke up, first week in November, and a lot has happened. I have discovered that I am a starseed. I've been told that I'm from the Alpha Centauri. And there are some energetic things that are starting to happen with me. And I'm not going to say supernatural, but it's more of an internal thing. And, wow, I am just happy to be alive. I feel like I finally reached a point in life where all the trials and tribulations that I've gone through are now starting to pan out and pay off, and I'm starting to figure it out. Things are right. I am becoming aware. And I tell you, I think my main mission is just one of those star seeds that came down from 6th and 7th dimension. And just being here, I emanate some kind of vibration and a frequency that is going to be needed for Gaia and the beings that are working on our behalf from above. And I'm just here to be the being that I can. And I wanted to let you know that they're like you are definitely on the right track, my friend. And I enjoy listening to you every week because I do learn something from you as well. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to learn and to teach. And I'm just, wow. I'll tell you, I'm also, you know someone as well as I do. Is her name is Ishtar Zatara on the starseeds.net.
Yes,
yeah,
I talk
to her quite often. And we really have a bond. There is something there that we really relate to. Our vibrations are very similar. And we're planning a massive, there is in the workings a massive meeting on 11-11-11 a year from now out in Sedona. Right. I don't know if you're not aware of it, but it's in the beginning stages. And on her site, she has a video up that describes the beginning stages of it, and I welcome any and everybody to go there and check it out. And it's that's about it.
Great. Well, hey, thanks for the heads up on that, and we'll put that out over our newsletter as soon as we find out about it. And who knows, I may be there.
Yeah, I think she's looking forward to it. There's building steam up of people that I'm aware of, Drumbalo, Melchizedek,
yeah.
I think his name is.
True, yeah, I know Drumbalo.
He lives there, right?
I think he does, yeah.
Well, that's a pretty foregone conclusion. I'm sure he's going to be involved in this, too, as well. So, just doing my part to get the words out there, my friend. You take care and have a good night.
All right, you too. Thanks for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, looks like we've got Tommy from Tennessee on line 3. Tommy, are you with us?
Yes, James, are you there? Are you with us?
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, and I want to thank you so much for your diet of getting the stuff out there, along with all the other light workers that are helping this planet rise up here, just in our thinking. And I've been following you here and there over the years on Coast to Coast, and I watch your videos. First time I've listened to your BBS, though, and those good people. And I really appreciate what you're doing and the way you do it. And so thank you. And I guess my prayer would be here, if I have a minute, to all these good light workers out here bringing this new world in, you know, despite our seeming difficulties we have going on in the outer world, that I've always sought to make these complicated things seemingly complicated. Well, the universe is kind of complicated, but to make them simple in my mind so that I could, you know, put one foot in front of the other, you might say. And it's really a lot of compartmentalized things, as you well know, to try to pull together in someone's mind to make complicated simple. But what I would like to say is that to raise your frequency, your vibrational, not you, but just the people that might have a hard time out here. What's simple for me works for me, and I'm just I'm no accredited scholar. I'm just a simple guy in the country, okay? But that the simplest way to overcome this tyranny, let's say, in our lives, this illusion, with the seemingly negative things going on around us that we want to complain about, is just to simply do whatever you could do to get in a good mood. That's all you have to do. And that in and of itself raises your frequency, the love vibration, as, you know, David Icke likes to call it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see
so
that?
Is that like getting out? So basically, do you like get out in nature or listen to good music or just be the observer and observe yourself and try to pull yourself up, you know, if you drop down into any sadness or sorrow or frustration or anger?
Yes. And I know it's all simplistic due to the nature of time here. Nature. But I guess what I mean by that is that, you know, we're like batteries. We're transducers,
mm-hmm.
that these energies that we're feeling are simply our feelings that come up out of us to process and resolve that went unresolved for eons of time, that we're now the processor to process the karma, which is the feelings that you just simply acknowledge and make friends with. Those are the enemies that you run from, not the individual that might have made you mad. It's the feeling.
Uh-huh.
And if you just acknowledge and observe and thank and love the feeling, you make friends with it, and guess what? It has to go away. It can't be in two places at one time. So by getting in a good mood, pardon me?
Yeah, it's like just mastering that loving detachment. You just maintain that frequency of love and joy and bliss, and everything else just falls away.
Well, it's and I know it's easier said than done, and hard to do when you're approached with a feeling. All of us here, and a lot of people don't. I feel we're not taught how to process these things, but the karma is the feeling, and we take something personal, and the world around us, the society, is taking advantage of mankind's emotional nature. For you to take it personal, and it's not meant to be take it personal, but they're playing upon our emotions and our feelings, so that if, say, you know, a sheriff came to someone's door, they got the uniform, the medal, and they talk to you with authority, and if you're not in the presence, then you don't know what to do, and their game works well every time. So it's just an illusion with a fiction corporation that's a dead corporation that you're reacting to. And there's really nothing going on out here. Easier said than done, but it's really the Matrix. So a big smoking pony show that is designed to make you think something's going on when there's not, and the only way they can get it to work is through threatening everyone, because if you knew you were dealing with a ghost, you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. I know, you know, I've been watching the game, you know, and the game is so clear. You know, I went out to dinner tonight, and they had a TV, and we don't even watch TV here. And, you know, I saw, you know, all these films of Korea's army and getting ready to launch, and, you know, war is going to start. And then they were shifted over to Iran, and you should be very scared. And then they had some killer space on there, you know, saying some guy did some crazy murder somewhere. It was just like, and I go, whoa, and I was really having trouble being there.
Hey, James, let me ask you a couple questions for fun.
Sure.
Just to throw them out there that go through my mind. I ask people these, like, for fun. I mean, you know, or tell you one thing here. Like, do you notice, like, for how many years you could ever remember, why is it that every time you turn the radio or the TV on, I don't either have a TV, but every time that the top and the bottom of any hour goes by, you cannot go 1 minute without the news telling you who the latest killer was or who just got killed? Do you ever wonder why that is?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because you've got to create, you know, the problem reaction solution thing going on.
Yeah.
You've got to have
the other thing I want to ask out there is that why do you think it is that these state lotteries will give for $250 million, why it is that you think or anyone to put in their mind to think that why they give it just to one person? Don't you think it would do a whole lot more people a whole lot of good if, say, you gave 10,000 people $10,000? Sure it would. But they can't have a lot of loose people on the streets running around with a lot of money, so you could be a force to be reckoned with and overcome the tyranny that's being perpetrated against you with a whole bunch
they
of
did
people.
Yeah, the same thing. If you broke down what they gave the banksters, the money they did for the bailout, and if you would have taken that same money and just given it to the American people, I mean, we would be so rich. You know, we would buy our new cars, we'd buy our new homes, we'd pay off our mortgages. You know, we would have no problem whatsoever if that money actually went to the people. But where did it go?
Think about it. You're right. All the people with the money in the world, the, you know, the Donald Trumps, the Ted Turners, the Bill Gates, the you name it on down the line, if they were truly doing any... They can't do any good for the world with their money, put it that way. They can only make it appear they're doing any good for the world with their money. They'll take $70 billion with a B and give it to some foreign country, which is fine, and for some, to grow some rice or something. But, but there is so much money available that people will be quite surprised to find out no one had to struggle. No one had to go hungry. No one needs to not have a roof over their head. There is so much real estate on the planet to grow enough food to support 11 billion people.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, but you know the agenda. But anyway, when you got to walk through the valley of the shadow of the death and you're in that fear, it's just that we weren't born with fear, they taught it to us. So we are, you know, powerful, multidimensional, holographic, sovereign, sentient beings. And we should act like it. And it's hard to do with this program that's been going on our whole lives, but now we could pull ourselves out of it and awaken from within. And anything that is unlike that powerful being that we are, when these negative feelings come within us, that to remind ourselves that to get back into the place of joy and love and these things that we did hear throughout our lives that were good. And so, but to process and recognize what we've all taken part in the crime that we're complaining about. We're all taking part and we must take responsibility. That's what I'm doing, to take responsibility for my part in healing everything that I can think of just with your own thought projection. The Illuminati love protesters because they know when you're out protesting that you sure as hell aren't home figuring this stuff out, okay?
Yeah, definitely. Unfortunately, we're out of time, so we'll have
anyway
to let you go. But,
thank you,
James. I love what one of the Tibetan lamas said. He said there's so few enlightened beings out there because it's so damn simple. And it is getting back to that simplicity that we are going to awaken.
Well, I'd love to talk with you another time, James, and maybe we'll do so. Otherwise, everybody keep the joy in our hearts here.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you. Good night now.
All right. Unfortunately, we're out of time. It's been a great show. And thanks, everybody, for calling in. And, you know, keep an eye out what's going on. And you know, there's an old saying, I know that... Tommy was from Tennessee. He's there in the Bible Belt. And there's this old program that's running around. It's called On This Law Lie All the Laws and the Prophets. And it's called The Law of Love. And it supersedes all other laws. And that's basically all you need to know. And make that be your guiding light. And don't do anything that's not loving to your fellow man or to the environment. and open your hearts up to the greater glory of the source, which is coming in. So keep your eye on the skies. It's going to be a very busy year. Anyway, this is James Inn with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening. Good night.